نحظونا أن تكون ربع أهل الجنة. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه says that we were Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a tent, 40 of us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that would it please you that if you knew that you were 25%, you were quarter the people of Jannah. فَقُلْنَا نَعَمْ. We said yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we would definitely be pleased. أَتَرَضُونَ أَن تَكُونُ ثُلُثَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Would it please you if you knew you were one third, 33.33%, the people of Jannah? قُلْنَا نَعَمْ. We said yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قَالَ وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in whose hands, that zat in whose hands my life lies in. إِنِّي لَأَرْجُو أَن تَكُونُ نِصْفَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَا يَدْخُلُهَا إِلَّا نَفْسُ الْمُسْلِمَةِ. That I hope that you people will be, in other words, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be 50% of the people of Jannah. As we explained in another hadith, it comes that 80 safs on the day of Qiyamah will be the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of 120 safs. So that's actually two-thirds. So gradually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He increased it. In other words, His rahmat and His favors and His mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking first 25%, then one third, and then going up to 50% was to create that desire and that zeal and that love in us for Jannah. So like how a person, he gets the love and the desire when he sees a nice, for example, nice watch and he's told about it, or a nice car and he's explained about it, or a person is explained about a nice holiday destination, what he's got there, his desire for it increases. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us in a way that increases our desire for Jannah. Because Jannah is such a place, لا يدخلها إلا نفس المسلمة. Only a person who is a Muslim, who has submitted himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person who has accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will enter. وما أنتم في أهل الشرك إلا كالشعرة البيضاء. And now still to increase the hope and the reliance and turning our attention to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned that your example compared to the example of the mushrikeen is like a hair, a white hair on the back of a black ox. And then he said, oh, kasha'arati soda, oh, like a black hair, fi jildi thori al-ahmar, on the back of a black, on the skin of a red ox. So how that one hair, that white hair on the back of a black ox stands out, or a black hair stands out on a red ox, like that the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands out. And compared to how many mushrikeen and disbelievers they are, the Muslims are so few, and despite that we will be so many in Jannah, inshallah. Today's hadith, Nabi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا كان يوم القيامة دفع الله إلى كل مسلم يهوديا أو نصرانيا. That Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will present, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give every Muslim in return for his place. To explain this hadith, to understand this hadith, we could understand the hadith of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that for every person there is one place in Jannah and there is one place in Jahannam. Every person there is one place in Jannah. So when Allah Pak enters a Muslim into Jannah, who's going to take his place in Jahannam? So this hadith explains it, that for every Muslim, on the day of Qiyamah, he will be given or presented with a Yahud or a Nasara, with a Christian or a Jew, and it will be told, فَيَقُولُ هَذَا فِكَاكُكَ مِنَ النَّارِ, that this person is replacing your, taking your spot in Jahannam. In other words, Allah Pak has saved you from Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has now entered you into Jannah. Your spot that was there in Jahannam, that spot now is taken by this person, because this person didn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then a person will value Iman even more. That this Iman is such a valuable thing that even this person who didn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's actually taking my spot in Jahannam. So I don't have to fill up that space, he's filling it up for me. وفي رواية عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, in another riwayat it comes from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, قال يجيء يوم القيامة ناس من المسلمين بذنوب أمثال الجبال, that people on the day of Qiyamah will come with so much of sins, the sins will be like mountains huge like mountains, so much of sin they come with. يغفرها الله لهم, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that also. That the fact that you had Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at this so highly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this Iman so much, that this person had come on a day of Qiyamah with mountains of sin, even that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of turning to him and bringing and valuing this iman. Sometimes we take this iman to be so light that it's just there. So what if I have read the kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I can behave like everyone else, I can do like what everyone else does. We don't realize how valuable this is. So therefore, one of the things when a person, he goes to the toilet, he seeks protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'is. That, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm seeking your protection from the male and the female shayateen. That this person is going to some place that he needs to go, number one. And number two is because zikr is not taken in that place, Allah Pak is not remembered in that place, therefore shayateen, they frequent that place. So this person is actually asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you save me from the shayateen. So you can imagine a person having iman and frequenting clubs, a person having iman and frequenting those places where shayateen are there all the time. He out of necessity is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection. What about that person? Would his iman, he's going to places where he doesn't need to go, with his music taking place, intermingling taking place, and he's just going to pass time, he's going to cinemas, he's going to theaters, he's going for dramas, for these, he's going to these places. Can you imagine what is the condition of that iman? So therefore we have to protect that iman. And one of the reasons, ulama explained, a person comes out of the toilet and the first thing he says, Ghufranak, O Allah Pak, forgive me. What is the relationship between O Allah, forgive me, pardon me, and going to the toilet? Outwardly, there doesn't seem to be any relationship. Ulama, one of the reasons ulama say is the person went into such a place where he couldn't take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you can't make zikr in the toilet. So the first thing you do, you're coming out, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I went to such a place that I couldn't take your name. So I'm asking you for forgiveness. So therefore a person should always ponder, now when he is going to these places that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes, they forget not being able to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's getting the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much more he needs to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of valuing this iman, protecting it and looking after it. One of the things is, a person is careful about the places he goes to and the people he mixes with. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.